My name is Ketia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Jerry E. Terrell, J-E-R-R-Y, middle initial E, last name T-E-R-R-E-L-L. This patient was seen on November 28, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage two. This CKD has remained stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension and obesity, as well as hyperlipidemia and the aging process, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 18 from 18, creatinine of 1.1 from 0.95, and a GFR of 66 from 81. There is evidence of non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 661 milligrams. However, this elevated proteinuria is a result of chronic pyuria secondary to ileoconduit formation. Ileoconduit formation is ileoconduit. Period. His 24-hour urine to accurately calculate the proteinuria is pending. Period. He is currently taking nitrofurantoin daily for prevention of infection, period. He denies any symptoms and or complaints at this time and is euvolemic, period. Number two, proteinuria, as previously stated in number one, which could be falsely elevated due to the ileoconduit formation. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 155 over 71. According to the patient, his home blood pressure readings range from 120 to 130 systolic and 50 to 70 diastolic, period. He is euvolemic, and we recommend that he continues his current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is stable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, PAD, that is post-multiple stents in the lower extremity. Next line, rheumatoid arthritis without flare-up. Next line, prostate cancer history. Next line, history of bladder cancer, status post-cystectomy, and ileoconduit formation on 11/19/09. Next line, coronary artery disease, which is managed by his cardiologist. Next line, COPD without exacerbation. Next line, left abdominal hernia, which is visibly swollen. The patient states he was recently seen by a surgeon at Advent Health and was told that in order to repair this surgery, it is very risky and extensive. And due to the patient's age, it is not recommended at this time. The surgeon will continue to monitor, period. The patient denies any pain at this time. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 months. However, we did inform the patient to contact us if he develops any urinary symptoms or complaints or has any questions prior to the next visit. Next line, we invested 7 minutes interpreting the labs, 15 minutes face-to-face discussing the results and going over recommendation, and 7 minutes on documentation and